Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. So, we've already seen several times that for a woman who is never married, he has to give 200 zuz. If he's marrying an almana or a grusha, 100 zuz. When is the husband going to pay this money? If they get divorced, he will pay it. If he passes away before her, his estate, that means his money, is going to have to pay it. Now, there's no way around this. Loi kasev laksuba, even if somebody did not write a ksuba, where it says over there, psula, that a psula gave them the same, collects 200 zuz. V'almana mana, and a widow, or someone who's not a psula, collects 100 zuz. That's the way it's going to be anyway. Mibneshu tanai bezdin. This is a condition that bezdin set into place. It becomes a chiyuv, even if it's not written in the ksuba. So what's the Mishnah telling us? There were places, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, in the times of the Mishnah, they didn't write a ksuba. They just relied on the fact, okay, it's known, it's a tanai bezdin. The husband has to pay 200 zuz. So the Mishnah is saying, even the place where the minhag is to write a shtar, let's say someone decides not to write it, doesn't make a difference. He still has this chiyuv. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Kasav La, if the husband writes in the shtar ksuba, Sadish Avimana Tachas Mesayim Zuz, this person wrote in the ksuba, you can only take a certain field, which is worth less than the amount he's supposed to give her. This field is worth 100 zuz. So he's trying to get away with two things over here. First of all, he owes her 200, and he's saying only 100. Second of all, one of the things you're supposed to write in the ksuba is that whatever I have is achroi, is going to be used as payment for those 200 zuz. And here he's saying, no, it could only come from this field. So he's trying to get away with two things over here. The first is, kasev la sada shava mana tachas mesayim zuz. He's writing over a field which is only worth 100 instead of the 200 that he would owe her. The second thing is, v'loi kasev, he did not write what he's supposed to, he didn't write for her, that kol nechasim de isli, all the properties that I own, achroyin, are pledged, lechisub sechti yer ksuba. Oh, so you're trying to beat the system, so to speak. You're trying to avoid what Chazal or Masakin, or some even hold, it's a shtickle minat Torah. A, that it's 200 zuz, and you're offering a field that's 100, and B, you're supposed to write whatever you have is meshubit to pay up to 200 zuz. You can't limit it to, no, if you can't collect from that field, forget it. Well, guess what? It's not going to help you. Chayiv, he's still chayiv to pay her the full amount with any property that he owns. Shu tanai bezdin. This is a tanai bezdin. Not only the amount, but it's also a tanai bezdin that whatever you have has to be there available for payment. You can't say, oh, only if it's available from this field. That's not an option.